Good morning, sunshine. When you go through a relationship with a toxic person, chances are you come out on the other end forgetting how to be happy. So today on Shine Buzz, we're going to talk about exactly what you can do to be happy, and we're going to cover that by talking about 8 habits of happy people, 8 things that happy people do most days that help them stay happy. So let's catch a Shine Buzz. So here's the thing. Being happy, being content, those are the results of thinking and doing the right things every day. Really, those are byproducts of a certain set of habits, right? So if you have those habits or you have the right set of habits for you, chances are you're going to feel better every single day and overall life's going to be better. Because you know, when you feel that Shine Buzz feeling, when you feel super happy or super amused or full of love, you're definitely going to feel good. You're definitely going to feel positive. You're definitely going to feel that Shine Buzz feeling, and that's going to bring more positive things into your life. On the same note, having negative habits, having things that don't nurture you and soothe you in your list of habits every day, that's going to bring more of the bad stuff that you don't want into your life. It's going to leave you feeling miserable. Sadly, a lot of people look at this and they think it's BS. They think it doesn't work. They approach life the wrong way. This, unfortunately, includes a lot of survivors of toxic relationships because they've been through the ringer and they don't know how to be happy, and they don't even think they can be happy because they feel miserable due to what happened to them. And look, I understand that feeling. I've been there. But if you take the time to learn how to be happy for yourself, you can do it. It's a matter of intention and a matter of action. You can stack the deck in your favor. And as boring as it sounds, having the right habits in place really can help you to do exactly that. It's an important part of feeling happy and content in your life. So let's talk about how that works. Number one, happy and content people practice gratitude each day. I know, you've heard a lot about gratitude, and it's a really popular topic right now, but there's a good reason for that. Being grateful, having gratitude, doing a gratitude practice helps to keep your mind and your vibration in the right place. A positive place that makes your perspective better, makes your life feel better overall, and draws more positive things, more reasons to be grateful into your life. And when you take the time to feel grateful for what you do have in your life, you are bound to feel better about that. You're bound to feel more excited about that. You're bound to feel more good things coming toward you. Do you feel me? You're going to be happier and you're going to be more content. Number two, their minds are on the present moment. Listen, our minds only do a few things that are actually productive. They make plans for your future. They learn from the past. They can deal with whatever's happening right now, but nearly anything else your mind does can create unhappiness. And what I mean is things like worrying about the future, things like regretting the past, or they tend to amuse themselves in non-productive ways. You know what I'm talking about. So keep your mind on the now, on whatever you're doing in the moment as much as possible, and you're definitely going to experience more good feelings in your life. More feelings of happiness, more feelings of contentment, more good vibes, more Shine Buzz feelings. That's going to bring more good stuff into your life. Number three, exercise. Listen, I am clearly not the model for someone who exercises as much as she should, but I do get up, I move my butt, I walk with the music in my ears, I talk about it all the time. It's literally probably the only intentional exercise I get, but it feels good to me. It makes me feel better, it raises my endorphins, it does all kinds of good stuff for me. And if you work out or you just do what I do and you just walk around with your earbuds in, notice how much better you feel when you're done. You feel like amazing because of those endorphins. Now, some people kind of go overboard with the exercise thing. Some of us go underboard with the exercise thing. So just do what feels right to you. It's not about, oh, I need to lose weight or I need to do this or I need to do that. It's about physically moving your body, lifting up your endorphins, thereby raising your vibration and feeling better. That's one of those things that happy people do. Number four, get enough sleep. Have you ever had one of those weeks where you just sleep about 1 or 2 hours a night, maybe 3? Feel kind of cranky, kind of unhappy? Yeah, that's because you're not getting enough sleep. The fact is that sleep is restorative to us. It helps us heal. It helps our bodies restore themselves and feel healthy. Most experts say we need anywhere between 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. It of course differs for everyone. Talk to your doctor if you need to. But in general, if you're getting less sleep than you actually need, chances are you're not very happy because you don't have the ability to restore and refresh each night. And the fact is, you're probably going to feel a little better if you make more of an effort to get more sleep. So you can do that by doing things like, you know, going to bed at 10 p.m. every night or 8 p.m., whatever works for you. You know, I personally love to wake up early in the morning, so I try to get to bed by 10 if I can. Sometimes I don't get quite enough sleep, but I do my best. Number five, work on your goals. Listen, people who are making progress toward their goals are happy people in general. If you don't have goals, then chances are you're not making any progress in your life and you're feeling kind of yucked up about that. You don't feel good about it. You might feel like there's no way to be happy. So look at the part of your life that you feel like needs the most work, or the part that maybe you have the most control over. Thinking about that part of your life, what are a couple of goals that you can set for yourself and actually work toward meeting? When you have a goal in mind and you are focused on meeting the goal, you're going to be happier by nature. I can honestly tell you that just recently I had a goal to meet 100,000 subscribers here on YouTube. I did it back in July and I was thrilled, but then I didn't have a goal for a while. I didn't know what to do with myself. So now I have some new goals that are unrelated to subscriber number and more related to serving you better. So I hope I'm doing that. Let me know in the comments below. Number six, they spend time with people who support their happiness. The fact of the matter is that everybody who you have in your life right now at this moment, including me, either makes you happier or makes you less happy. It's a fact. Think about the people in your life who make you happy. Think about the people in your life who don't. And you're going to know who you should spend your time with, right? If somebody in your life makes you miserable every time you spend time with them, that's not somebody you should be spending a lot of your time with. You feel me? And you and I both know, after dealing with narcissists, we definitely don't want toxic people in our lives, right? So do your very best to make your inner circle full of people who make you feel good, even if it's only one or two people. Quality over quantity when it comes to relationships. Bottom line, spend time with people who make you feel better. Stay away from those who don't. Number seven, they are optimistic. It's a fact. People who feel optimistic about life are most definitely happier than those who live in the pessimism world. Do your best to stay positive and optimistic as often as possible. But remember that there's a balance. You don't want to be overly optimistic because then you might find yourself in big trouble. You know, so for example, if you don't pay your rent, don't just think to yourself, oh, some stranger is going to come along and pay my rent. You have to take action to make that happen. Be optimistic about the fact that you'll get help if you need help, but certainly don't just be blindly positive and then end up in a disastrous situation for yourself. You understand what I mean? Balance is really important here. So basically be realistic, but still positive. Still give the future the possibility of being a good thing. But don't expect that just being optimistic and not taking action to make things happen is enough. Do you understand? I thought you might feel me on that one. Number eight, they control only what they can control. I spent a lot of years being an unhappy person. And what one really horrible habit of unhappy people is simply focusing on what you can't control, worrying about it, stressing about it. But another bad thing that happens in that situation is that while you're so worried about those things that you can't control, you're forgetting to take care of the things that you can control. You might not even recognize all the things you do have control over. And when you don't control what you can control, guess what happens? Your whole life, woo, spins out. Nothing's right anymore. So if you're going to be able to live the life that you want and be happy, you must control what you can, focus on what you can control, and don't focus on what you can't control. Because what you can't control is outside of your locus of influence. You can't do anything to fix that. Right? But you can fix what you can control. So take inspired action to do what you can to make something better. If you can't do anything to change it, focus on what you can change, what you can control. It's the only way you're ever going to find true peace. Because you do have a certain amount of control over your whole life. You don't have control over every single thing that happens, but you do have control over how you react to that thing, what your perception looks like of that thing, how you choose to receive that thing. And if you don't have any control over your life because you're focused on what you can't control and stressing about that and not focusing on what you can control, you're going to be miserable, my friend. Nobody wants that. So the bottom line here is to take a look at your habits, see which ones are serving you well, and see which ones are serving you not so well. Whether they're ones that I mentioned here or they're completely different, let's talk about it. Remember, the right habits can seriously enhance your life, make you happier, make you feel more content. The wrong habits are far more likely to make those emotions not exist for you. They're going to make you feel miserable. So do your best to adopt positive habits that make you feel good and release the habits that are kind of messing your life up right now. You're going to enjoy your life so much more as your happiness grows. Okay, now grab a pen because I'm about to give you some homework. It's time to read the cards. As always, we are starting today with our Dialectical Behavior Therapy Deck, DBT. This is linked in the description below, as is our next one. And our card of the day is a Distress Tolerance Skill. This is your homework, so write this down. Use your coping thoughts. We all have challenging experiences in life. Sometimes the difference between succeeding and failing is the message you tell yourself. Today, create a positive coping thought like, I'm a survivor, or I won't give up, and encourage yourself to succeed and remind yourself of your personal thoughts. All right, that's your homework for today. Make sure you get it done. Next up is our daily affirmation, which comes from the Gabrielle Bernstein Super Attractor deck. This is also linked in the description below. Your affirmation for today, write this down, is feeling good will bring me far more than whatever I thought I needed. Feeling good will bring me far more than whatever I thought I needed. This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, which of your current habits are working for you and which of your current habits are not working for you do you want to eliminate so that you can be happier? All right, make sure that you hit the subscribe button and the bell notification if you want to be notified of new episodes of Shine Buzz. And I will see you tomorrow for the next episode. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Thank you to my sponsors. Thank you to my channel members. Thank you to everyone who subscribes to, likes, and comments on my videos. It means the world to me, and it helps me get my message just a little bit further. If you know someone who would benefit from this show, please share out the link to anyone who could use the help. I'll see you soon.